So we're very similar to how the psychology board was set up in that regard. And in fact, one of the things, if you're familiar with how the psychology board was set up and you look at BHEC, you're going to see a lot of striking similarities. And that, quite frankly, that's because when we underwent those sunset reviews back in, they started back in 2016 or 2015, I believe, but when we underwent the first one for the 85th legislature, the psychology board got a very good report card. We were found to be a very well-functioning agency. Now, there were some problems, and you always have some problems when you run a small agency like the psychology board, and that you don't have a very deep bench to draw from as far as number of staff available should you have a loss in a position. But you're going to see a lot of similarities in how the BHEC is structured in terms of how the psychology board is structured. Because when the legislature and Sunset looked at it, they said, look, the psychology board, it's efficient, it's well run. Can we scale that up and make it work for the rest of the boards? And so that kind of leads me into, well, why was the council established? You know, why was the legislature looking at that and trying to achieve the efficiency that the psychology board had? The council was really established for two primary reasons. The first and foremost, I would say, is to improve and enhance the administrative efficiencies of the boards that were housed over at HHSC. The MFT board, and when I say MFT, I'm talking about marriage and family therapy, LPC, and the social work boards were all administratively attached to HHSC. They weren't part of HHSC, but HHSC was responsible for providing them with the manpower and the resources they needed to carry out their mission. And therein, you know, arose the problem. HHSC's mission wasn't necessarily the mission of those boards. And so you kind of had competition for the resources there, and it caused a lot of problems. There was chronic understaffing for those boards while at HHSC. There were a lot of just inherent inefficiencies in the way the boards were structuring their rules and structuring their licensure and enforcement processes. And so the Sunset Commission came in and looked at it and says, well, look, this is obviously not working. We've tried this with the SHS. We've tried it with HHSC. We're going to have to try a whole new, we need to develop a whole new ball of wax here to address this problem. And now initially, what the initial recommendation was for everybody to go over to TDLR, to become advisory boards at TDLR. Well, that went over like a lead balloon with professions, as you can imagine. And so the council was thought up. I honestly don't know who came up with the original concept of this council, because it's a never-before-tested model. It's the only model of its kind that I know of in the country. There are some that are similar. The PTOT, the Executive Council for PTOT, is similar, but it's not quite the same as BHEC. One of the reasons we're here is because we're here to cure the administrative inefficiencies and problems that those three boards had over at HHSC. Now, we're also here, one of the reasons that the psychology board got behind the creation and implementation of BHEC is because of the much ballyhooed North Carolina Dental Board case that I'm sure you're all familiar with. If you haven't heard about that case and you're in this conference, I don't know what to tell you. You better start cracking some CLE articles from the past, because that was a watershed case in the administrative regulatory world. And one of the big concerns that came out of that case was the Supreme Court said, look, if you've got an agency that has a controlling number of market participants on the board, you don't get your state action immunity unless you've got active state supervision. Well, guess what? Both the psychology board, the MFT board, all the boards that are members of the council, we all had controlling numbers of market participants on the board. I know the AG may not like me saying that in a seminar, but there's no sense hiding from the truth or hiding from the reality. And that was something we all talked about during the sunset review process is, look, are we needlessly exposing the state to liability under the Sherman and Clayton Acts without this active state supervision? And so the council was created to help resolve that or address that concern. I know there was a lot of concern about personal liability for the board members and even to some degree myself for any actions that a board took without that active state supervision. And I mean, candidly, without it, I think you run into a lot of trouble of convincing people to serve in volunteer positions on boards, because nobody volunteers to take on the liability of the state. And so that was something that the legislature needed to address. It was something that we were certainly pressing for at the psychology board. So again, you know, that to me, in my opinion, that is one of the big reasons that BHEC was also created. Now, if you remember also in the same year that BHEC was created back in the 86, they also created the Regulatory Compliance Division over at the governor's office, Senate Bill 1995 from Senator Birdwell.